In 1894, the Indian chief Seattle approached the President of the United States, who had offered to buy from him the remaining lands of the Indian people. Like a premonition, this text underlines the need to preserve our planet's natural resources. A distant evocation of Suez's mission.
I am told you will live upon this land. Then you must know that every nook and cranny of this land is sacred to my people. We are part of this land, as it is part of us. Water is not simply water. It is the blood of our ancestors. The rivers are our brothers. They quench our thirst and nourish our children. If you would live on this land, you must remember that the air is precious to us. You should teach your children that the sun and the wind which caress this land warmed and soothed our ancestors, that it is their energy which the wind and sun bestows upon us. You know, the earth does not belong to man. Man belongs to the earth. Men come and go, and none can escape the common destiny. But if you continue to soil this land, unthinkingly, unashamedly, you shall choke upon your own waste. So hearken your mind to the memory of this land, as it is when you take possession of it. And with all your strength, with all your heart, with all your thought, preserve it for your children. And as you will live upon this land, love it as we have loved it. Protect it. Take care of it as we have taken care of it. And one day, perhaps, we shall all be brothers.
Day after day, Suez contributes in preserving our planet's natural resources. And it is you who makes it possible.